Zogt Elge Mishnah weiter, Mesech des Ahalas, Perik Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Etzem Kesayra, we have a bone as big as a barley, Shenechlak L'shnaim, that was divided into two, so each part is less than the shear, but if you put them together, you have the shear tumah. Rabbi Kiva Metama, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Metaher. Rabbi Kiva says you can put together two parts of the bone. So if someone would carry, let's say, these two half sa'ira, or touch them both at the same time, he would become tamei. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says no. You have to have one part that is a sa'ira. If you carry two half sa'iras or touch two half sa'iras even at the same time, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the din would be tar. Now, really, Rabbi Kiva says, never mind one bone that broke into two, even if from two separate mason we learned in the previous Mishnah, you connect them. So, Enechanami, the Mishnah just wants to emphasize how Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds mamish the other way. He says, even from one mace, but if it's not in one piece, it's tar. What would the Chachamim of the previous Mishnah hold? The Chachamim who hold that an etzim from two mason would be tar, in this case, the Mefarshim say, would hold that it is tamir, because the Maisa is from one person. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, no, even from one person, it can't be split. Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, Lo yomru atzam lois kisayda, we did not say this shir, in regard to tumah, that the bone has to be big as a barley, ela etzem kisayda, unless it is one whole bone, not two. And even if it's one that broke, it's called two. Vaitra zakta mishna, roiva, a quarter calf, atzamis of bones. Shenedagdiku. Nedagdiku is from the lashon v'shachakta mimenu hadek. In other words, it became mamish small, small pieces. V'ein b'chal echad v'echad, you don't have any one of these small pieces, etzem kisar. Rav Shimma says it's completely tar, meaning to say it's not metama, not through maga, not through touching, not through masa, not through carrying, and not through oil. Whereas the chachamim metame and the chachamim say, no, it's tummy with all three, maga, masa, and oil. Because at the end of the day, you have the shear, even though it's tzebrekled, even though it's in very small pieces. Now remember, I need a sa'ira to be metame b'maga b'masa. I need a roiva kav to be metame b'oil. So here I have a roiva kav that's broken up into tiny pieces, and none of the pieces has a sa'ira. They're even smaller than that. It's mamish small crumbs. Sakhtar Shimon, there's no tum at all. But the Chachamim say, you have a roiva kav. So it's metam even ba'oil. Vaitra says a Mishnah, aver, a complete aver, that was taken min achai, from a live person. Shenechlak l'shnaim, that was divided into two, is tahar, even if he reconnected it. Rabbi Yossi metame. However, umoida. Rabbi Yossi would be moida. Shem nitel. If the aver was taken out of the guf of the live person, chatzoyim. In other words, it didn't come out as one aver, and then broke. But half the aver came off the person, and the other half of the aver came off shitar, because it never had the shear. It never ever had the shear. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. Even if it came out as a full aver, if it was nechlak l'shnayim, the din is, paskins the Rambam, then it is tahar. You know, it's difficult halachis to learn, but I'm thinking, I remember many years ago, my father's chen levracha told me, I remember from a very chash of a rav, he used to harva, hilchas Pesach. We're always supposed to learn hilchas Pesach, right? From Purim to Pesach. Every year, as if he never learned it. Every sif and shulchan aruch, so he said, he finds that the years that he learns the halachis, he has less shilas. The years that he doesn't learn so much the halachas, he has complicated shilas, and he has to look it up and figure out what the din is. As if to say, the Torah demands you shall learn it. If you learn it, you yaitza with that. So I'm thinking, you know, we learn these halachas, that's a bracha. Okay, we yaitza with this, that people should stay healthy and whole and gesund, both in their guf and in their neshama.